Hello, Metalheads. Welcome to Metal Minded segment of Colin's Monthly Highlights. I'm your host, Colin McAndrew. I realized I'd never properly introduced myself last time, so here I am doing that for you. Basically, this whole thing that I'm doing for you guys is basically just covering over what appealed to me over the last month. Narrowing down into two segments, basically we got one that covers my favorite releases that came out over the last month, and then also talking about new stuff for me that I got into, older things that came out in the past that I had missed, because obviously as you're listening to new music, you want to dig further back into some older stuff from the 70s, stuff from like early 2000s, and so hence I want to give a chance to shine on older stuff as well that didn't get the chance back in, you know, past reviews and whatnot. So without a further ado, let's dig into some new stuff. Before we start, today I am repping Flesh Vessel. These guys are actually fantastic. I mean, I'm wearing a shirt, so I might be a little biased here. I just want to mention about, if you're curious about these guys, they play like a progressive avant-garde blackened death metal. Really interesting blend of very experimental stuff. And I actually had the honor to do drums on their 2020 EP, which, not the original EP, but they remastered it and asked me to play drums to replace the programmed MIDI drums that were on the original back in 2020. So that actually came out, that was like late in January. And yeah, and I'm very excited that I got to be a part of it. So just want to give a little shout to my friends in Flesh Vessel. And yeah, let's move on to starting with the highlights for the month of February. Starting actually with this one, this is a band that I have been a fan of for quite some time, and actually has been probably one of my favorite bands throughout that time. And nonetheless, they put out another new release in February, and they never miss. So this is with the group from Andorra, Persephone, with their new EP, Lingua Ignota Part 1. So I'm assuming they're going to have future releases, as this is a parter release. As it's only an EP, it's not very long, but for the time that it goes through, it is absolutely mind-blowing. I actually think it tops their previous album that they had, and this is the first that they have with their new vocalist as well, I believe. I know that they have a new vocalist. I am just not entirely sure if this is actually it probably is, but basically this is progressive melodic death metal, and it is some of the best in the genre, in my opinion. It's one of my favorite bands. Absolutely love what they're doing, and it is just like this one, it doesn't quite differentiate from a lot like most of their other stuff, but at the same time it's just still, it just blows me away. Like, pretty symphonic in certain ways, not pushing too much of that, but that's just in the songwriting aspect of things. But I do really enjoy what they do. But yeah, absolutely love this band, everything about what they've done and throughout the years that they've had. Their 2013 album Spiritual Migration has actually been one of my all-time favorite albums for a long time, so to see them continue to push quality music is mind-blowing, and I'm absolutely floored to just see them continue to put out quality music. And pretty high up my list, especially for EPs this year. So definitely worth checking out if you're into that kind of stuff. Next on the list, relatively new project actually, called Theophonos. And this is actually from one of the members who also used to be a part of this project that is another personal fave of mine, called Serpent Column. So if you're familiar with that, you'll be pretty familiar with what to expect with the sound of just kind of a black metal mathcore combination. Really interesting, almost pretty dissonant stuff, really chaotic. The album, I should mention, is called Ashes in the Huron River. This is an American project, And yeah, it goes pretty damn hard. Really heavy, really just all over the place. I think the drumming and the stuff, actually I'm not entirely sure if the drums are programmed or not, but it does kind of sound like it could be. But it's another one of those examples where it's like, it's done really well. It's I can't quite verify, like, from my limited knowledge about that at the moment, but they do sound good. I think that it adds a lot to what they got going on. Pretty consistent with what's provided throughout the whole release, and the flow is really good too. I love the how everything transitions between the tracks. So big ups to that. A big improvement on their debut album from the previous year. Yeah, definitely go check it out. I highly recommend this one if you're really looking for the really kind of just scrammy, almost kind of dissonant, chaotic type of stuff, for sure. Next one, this is not anywhere particularly in the underground side of things, but this is actually from a legend named Ihsahn, who is, you would know, is the front person responsible for Emperor from Norway. So this is actually his very first, his self-titled album. So he's actually put out quite a bit of releases after Emperor, like under his own solo name. And considering this is the first to put under his solo name, it feels like, oh, this might be pushing for something quite, you know, boundary pushing almost, or something must be something to give. And considering I'm highlighting this one for this month, yeah, it's I was pretty blown away. I'd definitely say, like, so far I'd have to dig back a bit more into some of his other albums, but I do think it's up there as one of his best solo releases for sure. I'm not sure in comparison if he got more or less into the black metal side of things, but it's definitely pretty proggy, quite avant-garde and symphonic. Actually, yeah, I'd say it pushes more on the symphonic metal side of things a little bit more compared to his other stuff, but it's not quite in the extent of being symphonic black metal like how Emperor is identified, but it's definitely interesting. I do really like what he did with this album. But yeah, go listen for yourselves. It's definitely recommended if you're exactly, you know, a fan of Emperor and other progressive acts that you can kind of hear influences of, like Leprous and whatnot. Yeah, definitely worth checking out. Next one. This is going to be another one of those examples where I'm not entirely sure if it's... it's definitely worth mentioning, but because it's like a, you know, a metal team that we got going on, it's close enough perhaps that we could talk about. I mean, last month I talked about Nothing, and they're mostly a rock shoegaze band, but they've got a bit of metal going on in their sound, so I, you know, excused it. So this is another example of that. This is for the band Crippling Alcoholism. This is for their new album With Love From a Padded Room. This focuses more on the goth rock, noise rock kind of thing, but they do have some pretty heavy post-metal, almost kind of sludgy tinges going on in their sound. So that direction kind of helped me feel like that I could throw this in as a mention, other than the fact that it's just a really good album. So, and these guys seem to have not got a whole lot of attention, and as far as I'm concerned, they're only their second album. So I'll have to verify that just to be sure, but this is really such a nothing that's too, it's definitely heavy. It's something that's just like a much more melancholic vibe, as you would imagine from goth rock, but there's a little more to it than that as well. It's really, I have to go back and refresh my memory with some of what I've heard about it. But yeah, this is their second album. So yeah, a relatively new band, and from Boston, actually, Boston, US. And Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I really dig what they kind of got going. Like, the noise rock elements is much more on the abrasive side rather than just being kind of, you know, noisy. So it definitely leans more into like the soft melancholic side of goth rock by throwing in the heavy atmospheres, and that's where like the post-metal elements also come in, I find. And I just think it sounds really good. It's really catchy and quite versatile for what it is as well. So it's like you got some songs that are a little more softer, and then you got the other ones that kind of get on the heavier, almost kind of sludgy side of things. So if you're looking for a pretty versatile rock metal release, definitely check out this one. Next, we have on the list for February, I believe this is actually the last one I'll be talking about. And this is a type of genre that I don't always... Well, I have been trying to jump into a little bit more because it doesn't always stand out to me, but there are always some exceptions. And this is definitely one, and is the new album by American band Spectral Voice. They dropped the new album called Sparagmos. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. They are a death doom, almost kind of funeral doom metal band. Especially for a band like this, some of their early stuff, I can see why people liked it, but it didn't do a whole lot for me. But this album did something else. I'm not entirely, I'll have to go back to some of the other stuff to like pinpoint the differences that why it didn't appeal to me as much. But this one, I think it's about the atmosphere. Something about the atmosphere. Production, I think, is like a little less grimy. It has a bit more clarity, but still pretty grimy enough that, you know, like old school death metal fans of, especially death doom fans, will still appreciate quite a bit. And it has its moments that it still kind of catches up into traditional death metal enough that it grabs your attention more rather than just staying super slow for almost the entire thing. And that is the aspect of death doom that I look for, and that really appeals to me. And the fact that there's actually a good bit of atmosphere going on here, in some instances almost kind of dare I say shoegazy, I could totally be blowing out proportions with that observation, but definitely almost kind of post-metally in a sense, hence where the funeral doom tag kind of comes in as well. But I do really like what they're going for with this album. So, not the most underground band, well, pretty underground, but their first album did grab quite a bit of attention in the scene. So, if somehow you're not familiar and with this band and you want to dig into death doom, definitely give this one a go. I definitely recommend it. It's one of the better death metal releases I've heard in quite some time, actually. So, definitely check this one out. Now we're moving on to my recent discoveries. Actually, most of these releases are, by the looks of it, from the last 10 years. Just a lot of relatively new stuff that I just never got around to checking out, and a lot of it really pulled me in. So let's dig into those. First one we have is with the band called Telos from Denmark. These guys dropped their first EP in the year 2016, and I'm actually been familiar with them for a little bit since their previous album that they dropped, and it was quite the album to grab me, but not enough to like want to dig in. But the main reason I decided to with these guys was actually because they recently announced that they split, which is very unfortunate. I was like, oh yeah, I remember these guys being quite good. So let's do a deep dive. They don't have a very big discography, so I figured let's start with their first EP. And immediately I was like floored by it. And I was just like, okay, let's hear what else that they got. But that first EP just really pulled me in. So if you're looking for more of that kind of like blackened mathcore type of stuff, as mentioned with Theophonos, but also more on the atmospheric sludge metal side of things as well, definitely check out their self-titled EP. It goes so hard, but it does slow down, but as I mentioned with the whole atmospheric sludge metal side of things too, it's such a nice blend. I had to order a vinyl. It was just absolutely blown away by it. Really sad that they split up, but it is also kind of unfortunate that was the reason I got into that EP, but I guess it's good at least that I found it and I can talk to you guys about it. So yeah, that's basically that. Listen to Talos, really, really good band. Go support them. Next is not a particularly underground band either. Well, kind of in the middle. A lot of the stuff I'm going to be talking about are going to be like debatably underground. Well, it depends on your definition. Like, you know, whether if they have a million listeners or like, I don't know, 20,000 listeners. It really narrows down. But, you know. So this is for the band Oranzi Pazuzu. I've listened to most of their albums for like, I've been like familiar with them since their latest album. They dropped in 2020, I believe. And I kind of over time started digging into their stuff because, you know, it's something that doesn't always grab you right away. Because it's, you know, it's like very avant-garde, atmospheric, like black metal with psychedelic space rock kind of tinges going on, which is really cool. I really dig that, especially nowadays. That's why I decided to get a little more into their stuff. And that's how I came across their 2017 EP. It's called Pharmacologenin. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that. What is it with me getting into albums with names like this and I can't pronounce it properly? But yeah, their 2017 EP. These guys are from Finland. Really, really cool stuff. I think it dropped around the same time as another one of their albums that they had in 2017. So this could be considered a B-sides release, but I honestly think it's like as good as the stuff from some of their albums. Like, it's probably one of my favorite releases now of theirs. I was actually really floored by it. There's only like, I think it's like 3 or 4 songs on it, but again, the flow is really good on it, and it's just so captivating. Like, such still a unique band. And if you're familiar with them, then it might not be anything super different from what you're used to, but it's still done really well. Definitely go listen to this if you're not familiar. And even if you're new to the band, then this EP is definitely worth checking out. This is another one that's like bordering on whether if I can talk about it for being metal or not, but this is a band called Pedersen. This is with their release Rift and Seam. Came out in 2016. This one actually came across because a friend of mine, I was also sharing about it because they're releasing a new album actually in March. So we'll see if I end up talking about them again, because this release is very promising. I actually really like this one, and maybe it's also because my bias towards the genres of screamo and post-rock metal kind of stuff, but no, this is really, really well done. These guys are from Austria too. That's pretty cool. A really consistent, just very, like, very nice stuff. They get really pretty heavy at points too. I mean, like, screamo generally focuses more on the heavier side of your post-hardcore type of genre, which is another reason why I feel like I can make it an exception. You know, it's just like this, I think this can be talked about. Like, it's not full on just like a punk release, you know. It's definitely got those metal elements. I was talking about like post-metal and whatnot, and so like, yeah, sure, it's good enough. I think it's worth talking about. I think if you're wanting to try to get a little more into like more punk oriented type of stuff, I think this album from Pedersen is a really good one, and more on the emotional side of things, atmospheric, you know, and it's just really well constructed and whatnot. So definitely check it out. Next one, we got some more atmospheric stuff because I really like it. Less on the punky side. Well, sludge metal is still kind of punky, but less on the post-hardcore side of things. Let's go. This is a Dutch progressive sludge metal band called Nausea Take. I think that's how you pronounce it. This is for their 2014 album called Laws of Multiversal Gravitation. I really like that title, actually. And I gotta say, this is probably one of my favorite discoveries I came across out of this whole list. The album is actually only 3 songs, and altogether it's like just a bit over an hour, I think. Like 2 songs that are over 20 minutes each, and the other one's like around 14 minutes. So it's just, yeah, it's quite the ride. I like how it starts like very kind of drone-y almost, like just as like a good slow buildup, and then when it hits, it just hits. And they really hit the nail on like how to properly set the tone and just like engage the listener's interest. And that's part of the reason why I'm like, okay, yeah, this really hit the spot. And really dig the post-metal and space rock tinges going on throughout the release as well. And this is another one I had to get on vinyl as well for Bandcamp Friday. And very probably one of the most overlooked artists as well. I was like checking in to see their stuff, and it's like almost no one's listening to them right now. But they have vinyl, so yeah. If you're a vinyl collector, go check out the album. If you dig it, it's like, last I checked, it's like 13 euros, which is, I guess that's like not even $20 Canadian. So bringing hop on that. It's a wonderful release, and I imagine it would be a really good sounding one as well on vinyl record, so that's why I had to get it. So yeah, some good old Dutch prog sludge, go check it out. Nausea Take. One last one to talk about for discoveries. This is probably one of the most acclaimed releases, and this is the only one that has actually been dropped in my discoveries not within the last 10 years. This came out in 2003 from this band called KO Dot. This is their debut album called Choirs of the Eye. Now, this is a project that actually took a bit of getting into. I actually started with their second album, and I tried with some other ones, and there were like certain moments that like I was just like, okay, this is quite interesting. And then there's other songs that just kind of focus a little too much on atmosphere, maybe. I'm not sure what, but it just, personally for me, I feel like if you get a little too much in the droniness and too much of that, and there's not enough structure, then it's more difficult to pull my attention, you know? But this debut album, there's something about it that like really pulled me in a lot more than anything else that they've done. And just especially for a debut album, is just really, is mind-blowing. So this is a lot more on the avant-garde post-metal type side of things. There's some black metal elements going in there, but it's a lot more just kind of like an atmospheric post-metal, experimental post-rock almost kind of thing. Like, you'll definitely hear some like Swans elements going on in there if you're familiar with them. But yeah, it's quite interesting. It's actually this band is done by the same guy, if you're familiar also, of Maudlin of the Well, but it's Toby Driver, and he's the one that basically is the main guy for this. And so if you're familiar with that project and you somehow don't know about KO Dot, this album especially, definitely listen to it. It's definitely one I have to go back and listen to again, because I feel like there's definitely places I feel like that could grow on me, because there's a couple of songs on there that are like both like 14 plus minutes long, and both of them are absolutely masterful. Some of the best stuff I've heard quite in a while. So really beautiful stuff, really interesting. If you're looking for more experimental, something a little on the unique side, something that's like, oh, I want to dig into some older stuff. 2003 may not be particularly old, but it is, 21 years ago, so it's kind of old. definitely check out this album. I highly recommend it, and it's acclaimed for a reason. So don't even just take my word for it. Take the word of like a lot of people who actually, are also praising this album. So yeah, that's basically everything at this point. Before I go, I'm gonna do an extra little bonus segment of honorable mentions, which is basically another release that has been either in my rotation as of late or has been like one of my all-time favorite overlooked albums that just needs to be shared, because it's something I've known for a while and I'm not going to get the chance to talk about it in my other segments in the future. So use this moment to talk about just more music, because why not? That's the whole point of this, right? So for the month of February, my pick of this month goes to the album Derive by the band Nero di Marte from Italy. This actually is in my top 10 all-time favorite albums. This came out in 2014 and is my favorite album of that year as well. This is a really beautiful blend of progressive post-metal, atmospheric sludge, dissonant, almost kind of death metal-y. Definitely focuses more on the atmospheric side of things, but when it goes heavy, it goes so hard. And it's some of the most organic sounding releases especially for this style of music, because it's like, The kick isn't too clicky or anything like that, but like, you know, it goes so fast, and it's like you can still hear how fast and just like tight it is, and it's just it's so tasty. Like, it's not your typical, you know, super processed drums, but like there's a bit of the processing, compression in the drums. It's something that's just, it still sounds quite organic, but it's enough of that punch that like works for the genre of metal, you know? And some really unique textures they got going on with the dissonance and everything that they throw into the atmospheres. And some of the tones, dare I say, almost kind of djenty. I guess that's where some of the prog metal identity kind of lies on, because it is pretty rhythmic as well in certain places, but that just adds to the variety of this album. And also the vocals style is just like one of the most unique, that like one of the most, it's just not something that you hear in this style, because like usually the dissonant death metal kind of thing, usually it's just, and you go for your usual gutturals when you hear like, you know, like Afterbirth or Ulcerate, Artificial Brain, Gorguts even. Although Gorguts is definitely a little more on the almost kind of like sludgy side of things, which is really cool. But even this almost is kind of like strictly clean vocals almost. But when he gets into his harsh, it's not like full on guttural, like harsh kind of stuff. It's very much more just like almost in the, like a hardcore type of thing, but it's like very expressive, and it just, he's got such a good range, and it just really pulls you in. And with especially this unique style of music is just absolutely captivating, just blows me away. And yeah, absolutely. Like I recently went back to listening to it again on record with some friends who had never heard it before. And every time I go back to it, it is just absolutely just, yeah, it is one of my all-time favorite albums, probably the most overlooked of my favorite releases. Last I checked, it's got like the band's got like 500 monthly listeners right now. To be fair, they haven't released anything in like a good few years at this point, but even then, it's still some of the most overlooked stuff that, like, you know, a lot of my favorites are like relatively popular. But yeah, now this band, I think this album of theirs is definitely worth listening to if you're looking for anything in the realm of atmospheric dissonance, but also just something that's you never quite heard before. That's going to be it for today. Thank you very much for sticking around for this time with me to get to hear about whatever cool releases I had to share with you guys. If there's anything in the list that you haven't heard yet, I highly recommend checking it out. And if you heard everything, then I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks again for listening and tuning into this channel with Metal Minded. Again, my name is Colin, and I hope you have yourselves a good one. Cheers.